Sure.
Do you ever get like when you drink?
I don't drink.
That's fine. I know you don't. You're a sober man.
I am. I didn't drink.
You've drank?
I did not drink any alcohol since Thursday.
Since Thursday?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, low key.
Low key?
Do you believe me?
No.
I swear to God.
I don't believe you. Well, you have to tell me the reason why you want to know why I don't believe you.
This time it's true though.
Didn't you go a whole month?
We both did in last October together, didn't we? Wasn't it last October?
I think.
We did it.
Did we?
Yes.
That was sober October.
You and me both went a whole month.
We did?
Yes. Aww, remember? Together.
Together, like friends. But have you ever like drank and then like woke up with just a headache, even though you just had one drink?
I mean, yeah, a small amount, not like going crazy. I think I've woken up with like a not ideal situation.
Like I had one drink last night.
What was it? A beer or like?
It was just a beer. Yeah.
Okay.
And
but aren't you like allergic to gluten or some shit?
Oh, so it was like one of those. It was one of those Linden. There's like those summer shandies.
I'm sorry.
A summer shandy.
What's a summer shandy?
A summer shandy. Look it up. Pull it up. It's a summer shandy. I can't pronounce the name though.
Say it again. Summer shandy.
Summer shandy.
Shandy beer.
Shandy, like a sandy cheeks. Summer shandy.
Sandy or shandy.
Shandy.
Uh-oh.
Were you born?
This is so stupid.
You should type in that you were born in 1867.
Yeah. This is it?
It's summer shandy.
This is what you had?
Yeah, but I don't know how
exactly
to
that brand?
Exactly that brand, but it was in a bottle. But I don't know.
Linen Lugels?
Linen Lugels? Linen Lugels?
I don't know. Liney? It's a Liney summer shandy.
Liney Lugels?
Wait, it's a lemonade beer?
Yeah. It's weird. It's a lemonade beer. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's made with lemonade flavor. So they put like natural flavors for lemon.
There's the name right there. Linden Kugels. Linden Kugels? Linden Kugels? It's right there in the name where it says tavern tradition.
Linden Kugels.
Linden Kugels?
So they flavor a beer with lemon.
Look at that.
Artificial flavoring?
I guess.
Look That's
that,
fucking
look
disgusting.
Look at that IBUs right there, baby.
Where?
Go up.
11. Why'd you drink this?
Oh, something. Something to drink.
I would rather drink nothing than this. This is the best thing you had?
Well, it was either that or like a Merlot that was half drank.
I might have picked the Merlot. What do you mean half drank? And like the bottle was half gone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just didn't want... I didn't.
If the bottle's already open, a glass is easy to get.
I didn't really feel like having wine.
But you wanted this piece of crap?
I wanted to try it.
It was dog shit.
It's not bad. Like if I was at a bar or not a bar, but if I was at a you know,
a gathering,
a barbecue or a cookout or whatever you want to call it these days, and that all they had was that, I would drink that. I mean, you would too, right?
I would taste a sip and then I would decide that I didn't want it.
You probably wouldn't like it. You'd probably want the grapefruit one because you like tart shit.
Well, this is lemon. Lemon's kind of tart.
I know, but they have a grapefruit shandy. Look at the grapefruit.
Did you have
shandy.
That one on deck?
Nah, dog.
Oh yeah. See, the problem that I don't like is it's just beer and they stick natural flavors in it to make it taste like fruit. That's fucking gross. Just put fruit juice in it. Why the flavors? You know what I mean?
It's cheaper to do artificial.
Yeah, but fuck
that. It's more expensive to give you a little bit of real fruit.
Because God forbid we like eat real shit and not like fake lab-grown fucking... Lab formulated
GMO stuff,
drops of natural fake flavoring. It's not, it's probably like you said, made from a beaver's ass or something.
That's vanilla, I think. Artificial vanilla is,
but you see what I'm saying? Like, they're making artificial grapefruit flavor out of some concoction animal ass in a lab.
Uh huh.
Why are we doing this?
We can look up,
why do we eat this? Why don't we just eat the natural shit, like the real fruit
shit?
Like, fuck the price. We should draw a line in the sand and say, we're not going to eat and drink shit that's flavored with these natural flavors.
Baseball artificial.
Artificial? A-R-T?
Oh, I got it. Artificial flavor.
If-ish-ol.
Flavoring.
They got a real beer, Red Lager.
Grape.
Robust red Vienna style lager. Is there any flavors in this?
It looks. It's from Wisconsin.
Okay, good. They don't put any shit.
Yeah, they
in
do.
There.
Nope. It's really. You see how this page says pairs with grilled meat, fried food. But if you go to like the Summer Shandy one, go to the Summer Shandy one. It's brought down. It's in a better paragraph formation.
So you're saying they have bad website design?
Yes.
So I'm just saying that they have trademarked.
They
this,
don't.
They have trade. This company has trademarked Summer Shandy.
Yes.
The term Summer Shandy.
Yep. let's see. How is artificial flavoring for grapefruit?
Created.
Yes, there's artificial flavors in that too.
Alani?
Yeah. Artificial grapefruit
no,
is
it's flavoring. Naturally flavored. That means there's natural flavors. Which are what, Terry?
Artificial.
The same thing as artificial flavors.
Flavor. Artificial grapefruit, its flavoring is created through a process of chemical synthesis, where individual flavor compounds are combined to replicate the taste and aroma of fresh grapefruit. The approach is often used in food, beverages, and cosmetic industries due to its cost, effectiveness, and consistency.
So what makes it up?
Newt. Ketone, new ketone. That's
can good. I just say, if the ingredients to make natural flavors aren't like possible for you to pronounce and read, don't you think it's a problem that we consume so many of them? And by we, I mean you.
I mean, you probably
hey,
do it
nice
as well.
Shirt. Team Introvert, shout out to you.
Hell yeah. You want to see the back?
Not really. Okay. It's just the same thing with a fucking mirror. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
It's better just to say the Team Introvert on the front.
Yeah, I know. I'm hashtagging.
Hashtag? You're hashtag?
I'm hashtagging. Shout out to me.
You're not just Team Introvert. You're hashtag
actually,
Team Introvert?
Actually, let's retract that statement for hashtag. Shout out to introverts.
Is that a show title?
Shout out to introverts?
No, Team Introvert.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Write it down. Put it in your little book.
Is that a title? Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier just to say yeah, yeah and say right.
Don't say right.
Oh,
it's empty. Hit the one that says right, you fucking dummy.
I don't know where that one is.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
100.
No.
No. It, read yeah. them.
No.
Try reading.
I do believe.
No, I just know where they're at.
But you don't know.
I'm sorry.
What's up? You left it on.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have, what that dang do?
Do we have right on there?
I don't think so. Those are no. No.
Hit it.
Yeah, I'll show you my wit.
I gotta get that.
I do believe.
Please stop Ooh. It.
Yeah.
Good freaking percent.
Not
gravity measuring satellite.
Look at it.
Oh, there's no way. We don't like to foster a competitive atmosphere, but we laugh a lot. Now everyone hug and share a secret.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad we figured that out together.
But you know, I just want you to know. Last
Can
night,
I just say?
Last night there was
huge rain bombs.
Can I just say that?
It's up.
Anytime you go back to this one,
hit it.
It brings a smile on my face.
Does it? We're going to
hit it.
I love that one. So we don't have right on there?
Hit it.
Do I have right? Do we even have a right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We do. I think we have a...
Eh.
I don't know. But it's made up of nucatone, a natural compound found in grapefruit peels. Is there a resemble of the... Okay. And then valencine... Is a used right. starting material for artificial products. So I don't know.
So this is you saying, right?
Right.
Right.
Oh, Amnestory.
Well, you're 100%
Amaretti.
Right.
Amaretti is great. Oh, wait, that's never mind. Sorry.
I don't have it.
Right?
I don't have just right, Terry.
Yeah, you do. You have me saying it.
That's stupid, though.
Right?
Well, you're 100% right. This is an attack.
That's them reacting to the 100%, not the right part. 100%. People were saying 100% way too much.
What does he get paid
and
to
right
do
way
exactly?
too much. What does he get paid to do here exactly?
What do you get paid to do here exactly?
No, people were saying 100%, that 100%, and they were saying right way too much. I have coworkers who end every sentence with saying by saying right, and it pisses me the off.
I try not to use that word that much.
Or like
anymore.
If I'm in a meeting at work and somebody who's saying that a lot, and I'm just like I'm just biting my tongue. Like
my fuck. What I do is I go
just make your fucking statement. No, to say right. It's not always right, motherfucker. It's sometimes wrong.
Instead of using right,
what are we going with? Team introvert. I gotta write this down.
Yeah, team introvert.
Team introvert.
It's on my. If you don't ask.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you don't know how to spell, it's right here.
Got it.
Just letting you know.
Because that's the problem we've got right now.
Yeah, because you don't know how to spell.
Go on, but please continue.
Yeah, yeah. What I like to do, instead of saying right, I say yeah.
At the end of the sentence, instead of saying right?
Yeah.
So do it.
So it'd be like,
today's a fucking banging day, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You know what's also equally fucking
like
frustrating?
Like, today's cold outside, yeah?
You know what's equally as frustrating as right?
Yeah.
That shit. That shit is just equally as frustrating.
But it sounds better than saying right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because right sounds more of like a powerful statement.
No. They're both an unnecessary addition where you're kind of adding the question at the end. It's like you make a statement. Mm-hmm. Grass is green, right?
Yeah.
Grass is green. Yeah.
Well,
it's like, no, make the fucking statement, asshole. It doesn't need to be a question.
I think it must.
Yeah, question mark, right? Question mark, no. Just make the statement.
I think
that's a good title. Show. Just make the statement. Too long.
I think for me, it's more like,
you think or you do think?
I do believe.
I do believe.
You know, that is a great example of an extra word that is valuable to a sentence.
I do believe.
Yes. Saying I believe and saying I believe that you should say I do believe. Because that's like, fucking badass.
It's more like, is the grass green? I do believe.
I do believe the grass is green. The grass is green. I believe the grass is green. I do believe the grass is green.
I do believe the grass. Shout out to you.
All right. What were you saying?
No, I don't remember.
Well, better get it.
I just want to know what is artificial flavoring? No, not artificial flavoring. I'm not going to say that. I wouldn't say what is because I already know what it is.
It's like a concoction of fake
but
shit.
How do they make? I want to know how it's made.
In a little petri dish in a lab. They like do little drops of like fake shit and mix it up to make a flavor.
How is artificial flavoring created for grapefruit?
Like, what's the process of creating an artificial flavor?
Probably getting.
You know what? Instead of you doing this, why don't I just pull up a video showing us how to do it?
Yeah, sure. That'll probably work. The nibble.
How is artificial flavoring?
Grapefruit is one of the weirdest fruits on the planet.
My dad loves grapefruits.
It's very bitter, which I don't. I like it, but I don't like it at the same time.
Deep in the heart of the exotic forest of Madagascar.
Can I just say that today I disconnected no problem. I don't have to change my sound settings. It just works.
Yes.
Shout out to
Apple.
Living exotic.
Shout out to the box, probably.
Yeah. Shout out to Apple. Shout
People
out to Rodecaster.
Grow an exotic bean.
Pro 2.
This exotic bean.
What happens if they can make a?
Can you shut the fuck up?
What if they make a Pro 3?
Then we're not going to get it because this one works great. Whoa. What do you mean? What if they make a Pro 3? Then they make one.
What if they make a Pro 4?
Then you can go jizz all over one.
What if?
Can we learn this or
oh,
no?
Oh, yeah.
Flavor with an exotic name. They call it vanilla. Wait. Vanilla? Vanilla's not exotic at all. It's in everything from ice cream to pastries to shampoo to vapes. I mean, it's literally synonymous with bland and boring, right?
Right.
But, surprise twist of narrative perspective. Vanilla is not actually as common as you'd think. In fact, it's actually still the second most expensive spice in the world.
Really?
The reason that vanilla became so...
That's why a tiny little bottle of real vanilla extract
it's
at
like
the store $20. Is really expensive.
Such a widespread flavor actually has to do with how easy it is to mimic. Vanilla was one of the first artificial flavors...
See, in a lab with petri dishes and fucking tubes.
It's probably... Why did they just use essential oils or some shit?
Yeah, essential oils are actual real oil, natural oil from the thing. They're not like artificial shit.
90 to 97% of all vanilla flavored things don't have any real vanilla at all. Now, this might come as a surprise because vanilla flavored things actually taste like vanilla, and we expect artificial flavors to taste like a godless affront to Mother Nature.
So yeah, like, dude, Laffy Taffy, banana Laffy Taffy.
That's
brother.
A good example. Like, banana Laffy Taffy is a good example of how much it doesn't taste like a banana.
But hear me out. There's
or like banana popsicles that are like
the
all
thing is
artificial.
Is that they say the artificial flavor of a banana tastes more like the original taste of a banana.
I disagree.
Because the banana that you taste now has been altered, like, for centuries.
Easy to fake and
to what it is today.
Other artificial flavors,
but also it's going
so
extinct too.
Artificial. Well, in order to explain what tastes wrong about artificial flavors, we need to talk about what a flavor actually is.
Tell me!
There are actually only five tastes your tongue can detect, so when you're thinking of distinct flavors...
Umami.
What is umami?
Sweet, sour, bitter, salty, umami.
What is umami?
It's like a... fuck. Umami.
I'm looking it up.
Umami. Like a Japanese thing?
Umami.
I don't fucking know.
The difference between a blue slushy and a red slushy...
Umami. What? Hold on.
Actually thinking of aromas.
Come back to me.
Flavors are really just a combination of chemicals that you smell while consuming a food. Your other
savoriness.
Senses kind of come into play as well, but I don't really have time to get into all of that, so I'm just going to cram
all those
relevant fun facts into the next 2 seconds.
A pleasant savory taste.
Good.
So it's savory.
Now that we're on the same page, let's get into why artificial flavors taste so wrong. Much like a baby, there are two main ways an artificial flavor can be
conceived. I'm really not learning anything. This is just telling us like a backstory of how this is fucking created.
Some of the most iconic wrong-tasting things were discovered when someone decided that a new chemical just kind of reminded them of a real flavor. For example, methyl anthranolate, better known as artificial grape, or more accurately, vaguely purple flavor, didn't...
Actually, that should be a show title right there. Artificial grape.
Or methyl anthranolate.
Yeah.
But I like artificial grape better.
I like artificial grape.
Purple flavor.
Actually come.
Can you go
grapes.
Back? Hold on. That's fucking hysterical.
Iconic wrong-tasting things were discovered when someone decided that a new chemical just kind of reminded them of a real flavor. For example, methyl anthranolate, better known as artificial grape, or more accurately, vaguely purple flavor, didn't actually come from grapes. Chemists had been pulling it from a
vaguely purple flavor.
Vague.
Purple flavor? Vaguely purple.
I like
flavor.
How we associate purple with grape, even though grapes aren't... Are they purple?
Sure. The red grapes are, yeah.
That's not purple. That's red.
Well, purple grapes, yeah.
What are there such things as purple grapes?
Yeah, there's purple grapes and there's green grapes.
Purple grapes.
Slightly less popular snack, industrial coal tar, and using it as grape flavoring for decades
before
anyone discovered that it could actually be found in trace amounts in real grapes. An even weirder example would be isoamyl acetate,
those look blue.
Which my American viewers would recognize as artificial banana, but my English viewers would recognize as artificial pear.
What?
Whatever it is they call pears over there.
Piggly Wigglies.
Sorry to break it to you, but isoamyl acetate is just a vaguely fruity flavor. Since Jargonelle pears were all the rage in England when the chemical was first discovered, they decided to market it as pear. But over in the US, where those pears weren't as popular, they told people it tastes like banana instead. And since most Americans had no idea what bananas tasted like, everyone was just like, oh yeah, totally, this is definitely what bananas taste like. And just as a side note, bananas did actually taste more like their Laffy Taffy counterparts until the 1950s when they were all killed off and replaced by
banana backups. Told you!
But we have a whole other video about that. If you're just
pause that shit!
Replaced by banana backups? I just want to say that you've not noticed this first thing in the thing forever.
I didn't notice that already.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah, I didn't say you were lying.
Yes, you did.
I literally didn't say a fucking word.
Yes, you did.
No.
I'm going to go back.
I didn't.
I'm going to read the transcripts.
I literally was ignoring
you. I'm going to read the transcripts.
I was literally ignoring you.
Yeah, no, the Laffy Taffy's banana flavoring is the almost as identical. As close to the identical as bananas were back in the day.
So I still don't believe that statement.
That's what he just said.
Anyway.
Literally what he just said.
Artificial banana flavor was modeled after original banana flavor. That might be true, but I don't believe that it actually tasted like it.
Conspiracy theorist!
For a long time, this was basically
how all flavors were created. Yo, we should look up some conspiracy theories and see if we believe, like,
some new poison to kill
agree with them.
With, noticed that their lab smelled vaguely like apples, and bottled up whatever was oozing from their machines for children to enjoy around the world.
Ugh.
Obviously, it makes sense why a lot of these early artificial flavors...
Kool-Aid is spelled K-O-O-L, not C-O-O-L.
Cool. K.
K-O-O-L, yeah.
Some of which we still use today, don't taste quite right. It's because they aren't right. But we don't live in the 1800s anymore. We have penicillin, rocket ships, and we can even make things taste like apples on purpose. In fact, we know exactly which 300 or so chemicals make up the composition of an apple.
See, so why is right it there, that green 300 or so chemicals. I'm going to mix together 300 chemicals to mimic the flavor of an apple.
Is Doesn't Jolly, that seem creepy Jolly to you? Jolly Rancher tastes like someone candied a rod of uranium.
Doesn't that seem creepy, though? You've got a natural thing called an apple, and instead of just flavoring shit with real apple juice or whatever, they decide, I'm going to mix together 30 or whatever, 300 chemicals, and we're going to put that in apple-flavored candy. Doesn't that make you think there's something like wrong about that and what, not right?
Is the chemical...
But maybe your body can't actually process that shit?
Yeah. Is it more or less the fact of...
It's not grown outside, Terry.
Yeah, no,
that's my problem.
I get that.
Real shit grows in the fucking dirt. And
well,
when it's
from
like
the dirt.
From the dirt. And when it's coming, when they're doing shit like this, it just seems off to me. It makes me question.
But does it seem more, obviously a liquid is easier to produce, but would you think it would cost more for them to put, like make that chemical? And then just having a fucking apple.
I think it's cheaper to do it this way because the these things are like shelf stable maybe, whereas the natural juices from actual fruits are not maybe as shelf stable as long. I think it has to do with that. They can just stick it on a shelf for like years and years and years and it'll never go bad. That's the value problem.
But you can just do the same thing by putting that preservative into it.
Yeah, but then you're getting
sodium benzoate.
Then you're getting into the whole unnatural shit again. Like natural fruit juice from a fruit is not shelf stable. That's what makes it real. This shelf stable shit isn't real.
True.
We're doing shit to stuff to make it last long and not like go bad. But like, doesn't that make you think? Is your body meant to process shit like that? I don't think so. Seems off to me. Seems like there's some shady shit going on. All right, I'm done with this.
That doesn't seem very right.
You're your banana boy.
This video was made.
I don't like this guy's fucking voice.
You don't like a lot of people.
Why are Americans obsessed with Starbucks? Did you see that the new Starbucks CEO is like the ex Chipotle CEO?
Oh, great. And everyone, so there's going to be more E. coli in Starbucks' is shit.
E. coli in Starbucks. Oh, I just want to say my thing just popped.
I'm glad that you got the reference.
E. coli in Starbucks shit.
Yeah, because.
Oh, no, I got the reference. Terry, we share this bond.
Oh, yeah.
We share the E. coli. The Chipotle E. coli bond.
Yeah.
E. coli in Starbucks is shit. That's a great one. E. coli in. Fuck, I can't write. In Starbucks. Starbucks is shit. I just want to say that right as I was saying that and I a little giggle, it's because my image generator popped the image from my queue that was running. It's fucking amazing.
This it?
Yeah.
What did you type in?
I typed we're using it.
Man?
If it actually finishes correctly, we're using it. I hope. So I typed in just purple grape Kool-Aid man. I'm gonna wait till it fully generates because it's still loading, but I got the preview.
Okay.
I'm gonna show
just,
you when
just
it's
wait
ready.
Until it's done. I'll wait until it's done. We should look up like I feel like looking up conspiracy theories.
I wanna talk about Starbucks.
Okay.
And then conspiracies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually
for millions
I wanna show you one thing before
I think
this.
I'm
gonna show you one thing before this.
That's fine. Can I? I think the reason why people are so obsessed with Starbucks is that they probably put like MSG in their shit, like secretly.
I think that's just sugar. I don't think they're worried about MSG, and I think
to
it's
be honest,
sugar is the problem.
Half the time when you go to Starbucks, is like you're getting a cup full of sugar
with a little bit of coffee.
A little bit of yeah. When people tell.
Did you see this? How annoying would this be?
Hold on.
A driverless car
walks awaking San Francisco residents
at
night.
So
with consistent
did you know that, did you know this was even a thing? They have these things like they're like Ubers, but they're all autonomous.
Yeah,
in San Francisco.
Called, isn't it called? It's like ZOOX.
Waymo.
Waymo.
It's called Waymo.
There's ZOOX, which
but
is doing the same thing.
I didn't even know they had this, but this is in San Francisco. They do have this.
Okay.
And it's automated like little taxi cars that no one just drive by themselves.
They have it down in a company called I think it's Zook or Zooks.
Around here.
No, it's in Vegas. Okay. It's ZOOX.
We'll check this
They're
out.
Doing the same concept.
This is insane.
Okay.
Cars are driving some people crazy in San Francisco. Their horns have been heard honking all night as they try to park themselves.
There's no people in those.
Yeah, video show bringing.
They're all trying to park at the end of the night in like their parking lot around everyone's apartments. And they have a feature that whenever another car gets close, they honk. So they're all just like fucking around in the parking lot trying to park and honking at each other and continuously stopping and starting.
Video shows the Waymo cars honking away as they come into a parking lot. Nearby residents say it is happening throughout the evening. In fact, it's happening every night.
I would go crazy.
One woman
I would
has even been
capturing file a complaint
on a live stream.
When they all come back at once, they get into a traffic jam and they start honking at each
other. They create their own traffic jam in their parking lot.
She thinks it's even funny
to like think about, you know, like robots getting into traffic jams, but like here we are.
I could not be more cranky today. Over the past 2 weeks, I've been woken up more times overnight than I have combined over 20 years.
That would drive me nuts too. Waymo says that the cars are made to blast their horns when they get too close to one another, but
that's why they're doing it, because anytime they get close to an object, they honk. And they're all just circle jerking in the parking lot.
Maybe what they should do, what Waymo should do, which I'm pretty sure they're about to do it, is
they're introducing a software update to fix the issue.
Yeah, where it's like between these,
in their parking lot,
it just be quiet.
Yeah, especially if your parking lot is around residential people.
Yeah,
that's insane. Right?
Like you would probably look up if you're since we're on the automaty on look up ZOOX. Yeah. Autonomous driving.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. You can look. Yeah, just play a little video of it.
How can you have a car ride in a car with no...
Just the FYI, folks, this is an old-ass lady who's talking about how she can get in a fucking automated taxi and probably die in a fireball.
I want to see the crash test on this thing.
Well, let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, she's 104 years old.
I was born in Chinook, Kansas.
Of course you were.
Way back when.
Yep.
1920.
Jesus.
We had one automobile in the family.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
That chick.
She don't look that old.
Can I just say, that chick was someone you might find like attractive during World War II.
She probably was attractive.
She was like
back
in
then.
Her young 20s in World War II.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And she's still kicking.
She's seen a lot of shit.
And that was to be used by both my father.
She's gone
and
through
my mother.
A shit ton of presidents.
I took a streetcar to class, and then I had to take it to when I was working. It was much different to have an automobile.
What about cars that drive themselves?
Got to be sure that people feel completely easy with seeing one of those cars going.
And she's still living in her house. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
No, I'll be glad to go. I mean, I'm not afraid of it. Not at all. You have to push a lot of buttons, but that's okay. My family is all interested in it. For one thing, I trust everyone.
I don't like it.
Off we go.
At all.
You don't like it?
It makes me nervous.
Dude,
just looking at it, it makes
just
me nervous.
Everything makes me nervous about this fucking thing. I think it's...
Walk on that. I don't mind going backwards as long as it's going someplace. Think of the things you can do.
Wait, they didn't even show how they started it.
Yeah, you pretty much get into the car, and then there's these pads on each side where
you're
sitting.
And you type in the address you want to go to?
And you type in where you want to go.
Oh.
Each other. I'm thrilled. I think
you been in one of these?
No, it's my
wait. So you have a little
yeah, it's like a
little interface,
pad, little like
by every
tablet,
seat,
by
and you
every
just
seat.
Say, I want to go to this address.
Yeah,
and so it takes you because it's like a taxi, so it just takes you there.
Yeah, it just takes you. You swipe it once you're ready, and then it'll take you there.
Hmm.
Yeah,
this is fucking creepy. Yeah. This actually reminds me a lot of those fucking cars they had in the Westworld show on HBO. Do you remember that?
It kind of reminds me of...
you know what I'm talking about?
iRobot. No. Play the crash test. I really want to see the crash test.
This top one?
Yeah. I just want to see how, if it like can withstand a crash.
Oh, my shit's going to freeze.
The typical crash test takes about 300 milliseconds, like a third of a second, to be performed. But the preparation for it can take weeks. We have just one chance to get the data we want. And it is expensive and complex, so we got to make sure that we get it right the first time.
I always feel like these...
This. Do you remember this? From Westworld Season 3, they had these... It looked just the exact same thing.
I don't... I've never watched Westworld, so...
Oh, I thought you had.
But you can keep going.
Verified. Enable semi-automatic control. Disable safety features. Maximum speed. Go.
Yeah.
That could be it.
That's the same... It's the same idea. It's like an automated little taxi box thing.
Yeah, it reminds me like iRobot.
Sure, but it looks more like the fucking Westworld car.
Yeah, can you just get to the part where they crash it? Why is every single time that they... Oh, that's cool. It like does like a thing around you. That's pretty neat.
The Zook's vehicle has the most...
Well, you've got people sitting both directions, so it kind of has to engulf both benches of people.
Yeah.
Comprehensive set of safety features ever implemented in the vehicle.
Yeah,
in 2017, we started designing our first prototypes. We built those towards the end of 2017, and those prototypes were really high quality prototypes. So what a normal manufacturer would do as a second wave, we did that as a first step. And those vehicles we built, as we crash tested those vehicles and we learned small things that we enhanced in the next generation. But what we're very sure on, because we've gone through that full development process, is the architecture itself of the vehicle you see behind us.
I like how every single company tries to make it seem so elegant to like use fancy words like polycarbonate and, you know,
aluminium
and I don't know what a fancy word for glass is.
Remember the plastic?
Yeah, polycarbonate.
Oh, polycarbonate.
It's polycarbonate.
When Johnny I was saying
it. It's just a fancy word of saying plastic.
Can I just say it's quite amazing how fast airbags can deploy?
Isn't it like within one to three milliseconds?
It must be, because like the impact and they're deploying as your face is going to go down to hit them. It's crazy how that technology, well, they like can deploy so
like
fast.
The airbags in your car are kind of, especially the one I don't really like.
In the steering wheel?
Is in the steering wheel.
Will that freaks you out?
I think so.
Just so you don't
I think
smash your face on it.
I have a...
You'd rather just smash your face on it?
No.
Explain why you don't like it.
Hold on. Sometimes those bags are faulty and don't deploy, so you're going into that thing no matter what.
Sometimes?
I'm not saying that's often.
Okay.
But you're just having like a mini explosion in your face.
To save your life, though.
I get that. But I think what they should do...
It's not working. God,
what they should do is instead of...
It's frozen.
I like that.
I think
that's funny.
I'm going to use it if we can.
Well, can you just screenshot it?
Yeah.
Just screenshot it.
Okay.
Just use it.
Please continue.
That's fucking heavy. But I think what they what they should do is have it like come from above and like shoot down instead of being explosion in your face.
Come down?
Yeah.
But it might not get in between you and your fucking face.
No, because you can have it... You have more room.
Yeah, but what's it going to fire out from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It go...
Poof. I don't think
you
so.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it'd be more like this. It'd be like...
Huge.
No, sorry. It'd be this. That, you know?
I don't. You're going to break shit again. Starbucks.
Of people, their daily stop at Starbucks is a routine they don't even question. And
speaking from a coffee drinker over here.
Me?
Yeah. You just told me when you came here you drank coffee.
Yeah.
It's an applicable thing. for you?
I didn't. Well, I did go somewhere. Yes.
But that's not the point. The point is you drank coffee this morning. So you can relate to this.
Sure, but I don't get Starbucks because it's trash.
They've become the biggest coffee chain in the world through incredibly clever marketing, devious design, and an uncanny ability to make people spend their money.
Devious design.
Devious
I like that.
Well, every company is doing the same thing, so I don't know why you're talking about just Starbucks in general. Well,
they're just saying Starbucks does it better than anyone because they're fucking the best in the game.
Think about this.
There's like five Starbuckses in every town in America.
Think about this. Starbucks is the McDonald's of coffee.
Correct. I don't think there's any arguing that statement. Correct.
That's all it is.
This is how Starbucks brainwashed a generation.
I don't know. That's a very strong word maybe and a very big accusation.
Maybe the dumb people in the generation.
A huge thank you to Ground News for sponsoring today's video. Now, if you've been a loyal subscriber here on the channel for a while, you might know that we made a video about Starbucks and how they revolutionized.
I feel like we've watched a video on this guy's channel before. Explain some other thing.
I don't know.
Revolutionized the coffee industry. Well, this is sort of a part two to that. Original.
But I do say in that video, Starbucks does spend more money on their employees' health benefits than any other company.
Is that true?
I think so.
I don't know if I buy that.
Okay.
We talked about how they spearheaded the whole fair trade idea and then completely abandoned it, how they pioneered the coffee shop as a third place to hang out, and how they...
That, I don't get that. Can I just say... And maybe this is coming from someone who doesn't live in a city where you're, like, constantly walking and taking public transit, and you, like, want a place to sit outside of your tiny-ass little apartment.
Yeah.
So I'm not in that environment, so maybe that's the explanation for it. But I don't understand the idea of going to a coffee shop with other fucking humans to like get work done on your laptop.
I think
I don't fucking get that.
I think it's more of a
maybe it's because I'm on hashtag
team introvert.
Yeah, and I don't like being around people. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I think it's more of a it's those hybrid jobs or those
hybrid jobs.
Yeah,
what's a hybrid job?
Like 3 days in office, 2 days at home, something like that.
Okay.
It's called it's like a hybrid.
Okay.
Because you don't have to go to work. You get to stay home.
So you're saying instead of working at your house, you would go work at a coffee shop?
Well, I would say if you had the option of being in your house, or you could be a person that is...
Like self-employed?
Yeah, it's just...
And who likes to like go into the coffee shop for part of the day, do the work part of the day.
Because I've been to coffee shops...
The hell of Ivy.
And there's one. Wait, are we?
Yeah, you want to go downtown? You want to go to our spot? Wouldn't you like go post like up on people, that couch?
Yeah, we saw someone doing fucking. We saw coding. Someone doing coding.
Like,
that was there.
Before. That's a good example. The coffee shop that we go to sometimes, which we did a lot last summer.
Yeah.
That coffee shop. Oh, it's a different picture this time. That's fucking amazing. I like the first one better.
Did you save the first one?
No.
No, brother.
This is the second one.
I don't like that one.
I don't either.
I like the one with the googly
eyes.
I typed
in the exact same prompt.
I like the googly eyes one. Should have saved it.
I'll do a new one.
Say it with googly eyes.
You're saying...
Type googly eyes in there, too.
You're saying that you would not go down to that one in that comfy little couch cubby
I'm saying,
a book or something?
See,
or like a laptop? I think I would.
This is what I don't understand. This is just me because I don't understand it. So... Maybe other people will keep doing it. Well, they will because it doesn't matter. It's people that go to like a coffee shop to sit down, there's a vibe, get it, cool. And then sit there and read a book.
Or like put their noise-canceling headphones on to do work on their laptop.
Yeah,
I don't understand. If you need to do work in a quiet environment, don't go to a loud environment.
Because
I understand that.
If I had a hybrid job where I can just do stuff on my laptop... And I went to a coffee shop. Excuse me.
Can I just say that I have a quote unquote hybrid job where I work from home sometimes?
Yeah.
But I would not be able to work at a coffee shop those days for my job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to.
What I'm saying is that if I did that and I went to a coffee shop, it would be more like I'm grabbing the coffee and I'm leaving, or my tea or whatever I'm getting.
Or your matcha.
Or whatever.
Wait, what's a matcha or what a Fafa? What do you drink? That hot
Fafa?
Tea? Chaka tea? Chai, chai, chai? Chai, right?
Yeah.
Right?
The chai tea. But recently I've been getting more London Fogs.
Shout out to London Fog. What's in the London Fog?
Pretty much as a chai latte.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Instead of using just like chai tea.
Uh-huh.
Well, even though it just means TT.
TT.
It's Earl Grey and milk.
So instead of chai, it's Earl Grey?
Yeah. What?
Earl Grey with milk would be gross.
Dude, it's...
Is there sugar in it?
It's better than you think. No.
I don't believe that.
Well, there
any
could
flavors?
Be, there could be like some vanilla
there's
flavoring.
There's some shit in there. I promise you, Earl Grey and regular milk, Terry, would not be good.
I don't know. Try
that shit.
Look it up. Look up the recipe for a London Fog. Why are you hating on me? I've had ones that are just how it is. It's just tea and milk.
Here you go, Terry. Bare feet in the kitchen. That's you.
That's me. How to make it.
That's what it looks like?
Pretty much. You get milk, you get your tea.
A traditional London Fog is made with Earl Grey tea and a splash of vanilla syrup.
There you go.
In other words, artificially vanilla flavored sugar.
A little bit of sugar in there.
A little bit. I bet they put a decent amount. The addition of vanilla takes the very fragrant edge. Yeah, I'm telling you, the fragrant edge of Earl Grey is not going to be good with milk. I like Earl Grey, although not so much anymore. Just straight.
Oh, I love it.
I'm a boss ass bitch.
Same. I drink Earl Grey a lot.
Okay.
It's a good tea.
They eat new caramel teas.
No one cares.
Teas. Yeah, yeah.
That's
good
all
for you
do.
Terry. Shout out to you.
Yeah, so I just do that. It's pretty good. Which is really funny because people do a ploy where it's like, it says
a ploy?
A ploy. It's like a marketing scheme.
Where are you getting this London Fog, Terry? Let the people know. The people want to know.
Huh?
Give the people
a place, an
insight. Not to say the name of the place. Just tell them your experience with this London Fog. Where are you getting these London Fogs, Terry? At Starbucks?
No, fuck that, dude.
You don't like it, huh?
I think you're
a true anti-Starbucks guy.
I got one time at
Starbucks.
Because someone asked me what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'll take a London Fog.
Yeah.
Shit was watered down. It was disgusting.
So you're really like anti-Starbucks, 100%.
I'd rather support like a local
stand, small joint.
Yeah, a coffee stand or something like that.
You got local coffee stands you like?
I do have a place that makes a really good London Fog.
Yeah? Hell yeah.
So
shout out to you for supporting small business.
Yeah, man. Small business. Support them. Fuck big corporations and shit like that. Because they already made like billions of dollars anyways off of you.
So the Chipotle guy runs... The guy, I think, who founded Chipotle, maybe, is the CEO of Starbucks now? Or the guy who was the CEO of Starbucks, not the founder, is now the CEO of
Starbucks. Isn't it crazy that, don't get me wrong, they probably worked their asses off to get there, but isn't it funny that if you, like, say you leave the company of Chipotle as a CEO, the only thing you want to do
is be another CEO.
Is be another fucking CEO at another company.
Because everything else is stepped
down.
Because
you're just like, I can't do anything else. I know how to, I'm an executive chief officer. I know
well,
I can do some shit.
One path would be if you're like a CEO, if you're a CEO of a smallish company or a medium company, you could argue that a step up would be to leave that job and go to being, say, chief operating officer or chief financial officer of a bigger company.
Yeah.
Well, because while it's not the CEO role, you're still like stepping up to a larger thing.
Yeah, you're taking on a bigger role.
Yeah, so that could still be considered a step
up.
So there are
that.
Other ways.
Yeah.
But if you're the CEO of a big gas company, there's really nowhere to go but down. I guess you'd be the president of the United States. But other than that,
I think it's funny that you. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Pull a Trump. I mean, he kind of just did the ultimate.
What's that?
Was like a fucking CEO of a company or whatever. Is Trump a company? Trump Enterprise? I don't fucking know. But then he was the president. Like, that's kind of arguably like the ultimate.
Didn't he own like Trump Hotels?
Yeah, but I don't know what the company is called. Like, is it called Trump Incorporated? I don't fucking know.
I think Trump's.
Is that just the brand called Trump?
Trump's business?
What's the name of his company? Trump Limited?
What's Trump's
How do you spell googly eyes? G-O-O-G-L-Y?
Googly?
Yeah.
G-O...
G-O-O-G-L-Y?
Yeah.
All right. Purple Grape
the
Kool-Aid
Trump
Man
organization.
With googly eyes.
Trump Organization.
It's called the Trump Organization?
Yep.
Is it publicly traded?
The Trump Organization is an American privately owned conglomerate.
It's not,
owned by
then.
Donald Trump. It serves as a holding company for all of Trump's businesses, ventures, investments, and around 250 of its affiliates and subsidiaries using the
subsidiaries?
Name, subsidiaries. Subsidiaries.
Subsidiaries.
Subsidiaries? That's the right word. Using the Trump name, Donald Trump joined the organization in 1968, began leading it in 1971, renamed it around 1973, and handed it off its leadership to his children in 2017 after he won the 2016 United States president election. It is Trump Organization.
So it's not publicly traded. It's just privately owned. Okay.
It's just privately owned.
So you can't buy stake in Trump.com or whatever the fuck it is?
Oh, it's just Trump.com, yeah. Let's see. It has about 22,000 employees. And the headquarters is Trump Tower.
In New York?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the key people in there is Donald Trump Jr. He's a EVP.
Executive Vice President.
And then you have Eric Trump, which is also EVP.
Okay.
And then you have a Matthew Calamari.
A Matthew?
A Matthew Calamari is COO.
Chief Operating Officer.
And their services is construction, real estate development, entertainment, hospitality, retail, online shopping, and investments. Now, if you want to go egg that place, go for it.
Why would you egg it?
TP
like eggs at it?
Oh, TP it, dude. That'd be really cool. That'd be really funny.
I don't understand why everyone is so like crazy about Trump.
His signature is god awful. Dude, look at that signature. That signature is fucking trash.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
So, it's just a bunch of squiggly lines.
Welcome to the world of signatures.
There's just no use. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't say that's any worse or better.
That is atrociously looking at that thing, man. Ugh. Suck a dick. Sorry. I like when people have really good signatures. Some people have really. I like Steve-O's signature. You want to see Steve-O's signature? Steve-O's signature is pretty cool.
Here's an example of these fucking shitty ass cars.
I'm 31 Adam for as well.
No, can you show me out at 7th Avenue Osborne? I got a unmanned vehicle that was kind of taken off from me. It's a Waymo car.
It ran from the cops.
It's a Waymo car.
It's not every day you see a Phoenix police officer pulling over a driverless car.
Like, does the Waymo,
does
the Waymo car know to pull over when it sees the lights?
I don't know.
Apparently not.
But that's what happened June 19th after the officer observed a Waymo going haywire in traffic.
I couldn't help but come over just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there's a passenger or something.
No, like, you know the construction here?
Yeah.
It was,
Wait, there's nobody in it?
I don't think there's anybody
in it. Oh, I thought it had a passenger.
Eastbound.
Who's he talking to?
That person to his left.
Which is
really I see.
Yeah. And then,
so I think it's another car.
You're right.
While most Waymo cars can be seen throughout the city driving safely and behaving civilly, erratic driving...
Is that thing on top spinning hella fast to see everything?
I think it's like the camera, 360 camera.
That's fucking creepy.
Wait, hold on. Did it just do something erratic? Let me see what they...
For the artificial.
If that's the level they're at, they should not be doing these cars.
It's a Jaguar.
Intelligence.
A Jaguar.
Was making a right onto Washington. Almost hit me. I had to swerve into the fast lane.
Phil Briggs says Tuesday he nearly got sideswiped by a Waymo on a mission with no regard for the car surrounding it.
Hell yeah, brother.
An accident. We've seen him dead in the water in the middle of the intersection. So
imagine you're riding one of these things and it just stops in the middle of the intersection and you're like,
Do you get reimbursed?
I don't know. This has got to be a scam. How are they out there on the street and they're this like janky still? Shouldn't they like have to get to a certain point and like testing before they can go on the street? This just seems like they're not ready yet.
Well, the thing is that if this is in Phoenix, that means whoever approved this to be in their city deemed it safe. It's probably that fucking Pete Buttigieg guy.
He's a national guy. He's not a Phoenix specific guy.
Yeah, but this he's the one that says they're cool to be on the road. Jesus, you're a brave soul.
Waymo sent me a statement, and I would sit in the back, not the front.
They said Waymos are much better drivers than humans.
Nope.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some humans.
And 3.5 times more likely to avoid injury-causing crashes.
So, your car here drove into oncoming lanes of traffic.
Maybe it's just a low bar. That's why they're better than humans, because most humans suck.
If you have something like this...
I have to shit. Go ahead.
That's fine. I think if you have something like this, like... I can't really pronounce that word because I have really bad pronunciation going on. Autonomous vehicles.
That's correct.
I think there should be, just for my sake or for a cop's sake, is to have like a button on like the side of the car
for the passenger to say kill switch.
There should be a kill switch inside.
So that like if this car runs from the cops don't like come out and try to shoot a passenger who's like not in control of the vehicle.
Yeah.
That is what they should have. 100%.
There should be a kill switch. And then also if a cop.
An override.
And a cop. Yeah.
The passenger should have the override to say, oh, the car's not slowing down. There's a cop. I want to pull over.
Yeah. Like say like on the screen, like on wherever in the car is be like, there's a cop trying to pull this car over and be like, pull over.
Yeah.
And just override. Be like, pull over, override. Yep. And then, like, I would say Waymo would probably send them an override key, or you get that key when you're in the car. So when that does happen, you can just pick, oh shit, type this in really fast.
Yeah,
and then,
passenger has it when they.
But
on
also,
that ride.
If a cop is pulling over, nobody inside of it, there should be like a button where it can like call something inside that vehicle instead of just being standing there.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a cop having kill switches on people's cars.
No. It's not a kill switch. It's more like a. I need to talk to someone at Waymo because your shit's all fucked up.
Oh, like an immediate contact in the company to
say,
hey,
instead
you
of like
turn
pulling it
car.
Over,
oh, fair enough.
Obviously someone's probably watching it.
Fair enough.
And probably saying, pull over.
Fair enough.
On their little doodah keyboard. But that's what I'm saying. That's all. That's all I have. Fuck yeah, I like it. It's not even done yet, but I like it.
In one of those times when my shit freezes at the end. So this
why don't you just like screenshot that so you can?
Yeah, I know.
That'd probably be a better play. Are you gonna go take a shit?
It went away.
In the case last month, Waymo says the construction signage on 7th and Osborne was inconsistent, and because the officer blocked the car, it had to impede oncoming traffic. But the whole ordeal only lasted 1 minute.
If you or I are driving like that and we get pulled over, we get a ticket. So
that's true.
Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Phoenix police say they are able to cite Waymo, but it's not something they see or do often. Officers, though, are provided training to deal with robot-operated
cars. There's a person.
Waymo cars are also able to detect an emergency vehicle and program to safely pull over on the side of the road.
Waymo also makes it very easy for law enforcement to simply press the help button on the inside of the car and get connected immediately to a 24/7
Okay, never mind. Service check
member
my statement.
That will be able to talk them through moving the vehicle off the road, finding the insurance information, or whatever information that the officer
see
needs
that?
For their investigation.
Hold on here.
All right, officer. I appreciate it. Thank you so
no
much.
No problem. Good luck.
The trouble, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Take care.
I think the thing is that if you're going to like the, how that gentleman said is if you pull over a car, you pull over that car, they just cite. I don't know what it, is it saying that they're going to fine them for a little bit for driving erratically
and like the company.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'll do.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you're going to do that, you might as well just be like, you know,
you think they would, the
you,
company
you,
would
you
have
like,
to. Answer for that.
Yeah. You know, $500 for every fucking infraction or some shit.
To make them not be a fucking shitty ass company with shitty ass cars.
Waymo? It's like a Waymo.
Yeah, look up how much they get fined.
I'm gonna look up rides, how much rides are.
Oh, how much it costs to take a trip?
Yeah, they're in four places right now. There are in Phoenix, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Austin.
Austin. That's all Austin needs.
How much is a fare?
Probably changes like a Uber, depending on
probably.
The time.
Let's see fares. Self-driving ride-hail tip trip pricing. Let's see. It's really, I don't know, man.
Join. How do I save this? I don't know how to save this.
What do you mean save it?
Take a screenshot of that thing, and then I crop it to get only the fucking guy. The little great boy. It looks like a great pumpkin. How do I...
I would have to download the Waymo app, and I really don't want to.
Crop. Crop. Save.
Just save it.
I don't know how to save. Annotate.
Press save.
Image description. Crop. Text style. I don't know how. Oh, there we go. Send it to...
So, exact number for taxi operations not has been reviewed by Waymo. For compensation, or comparison, sorry, the Waymo charge for a 15-minute ride, about 3 miles, is $7.60, whereas the comparable Lyft charge is about $7.20.
So it's more money?
So it's about 40
for,
cents
shouldn't
more.
It be cheaper for a robot to drive you than a human?
You would think so.
Isn't that the whole fucking point?
Yeah, you don't have to pay someone to drive you. It seems like, well, actually, I see it'd be more because they have to put a bunch of those fucking sensors on that car, whereas in having a driver just drive you would be cheaper, like a physical human.
Yeah, but if it's cheaper for a human to drive you, then just not don't do this. Like, if the whole goal is to make riding cheaper and it's not cheaper than a human... Stick with the fucking Uber guy.
Well, wouldn't be no. It'd be safer. That's what they're trying to go for.
But it's
you're
not.
Paying,
I don't believe that it
you're
is.
You're paying.
Though.
You're paying an extra 40 cents to be safer in an autonomous car than you would be in a vehicle with a human being. Because you know, Waymo says it's more safer to drive in their cars than an actual.
I don't believe
physical
that.
Car.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's pixelated hard.
Yeah. What do you expect? It's blown up and no, it's not finished rendering, you fucking weirdo.
Well, it's been sitting at 95 for like the longest time.
Still is. We'll use it. It's fine. Remember, podcast app, tiny little picture.
Yeah.
Can't see pixelation.
Yeah, you can't. It's fine. That's not it.
I just licked my mic.
Shout out to you.
It's salty.
You ever like. I'd done that before. I licked it, and I was like, ugh.
And you convinced yourself it was salty?
No, I convinced myself.
And you're like, oh, man, I've farted on this before. That's
I've
what you
never
think?
Farted on this before.
You have.
Have I?
Yeah, like many times.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use the third mic to fart now. I'm just not going to tell any people when they come in. So, like, when Tyler or Drew or...
You already told Drew last time he was here. Like, we were going to do that as a third fart mic. Or no, you were like, we need a fourth mic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I
was like, just use that one. And Drew's like, hey, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Just imagine if I did use that and didn't tell him. Actually, that's a perfect.
Hey,
it's a perfect.
Just do that.
I am. I'll wipe it down.
If I fart right now, something else might happen.
Dude, I woke up this morning and then I was like, I was about to push a fart out. Mm-hmm. I was like, nope. If I push any further than that, I might have something solid come on my asshole.
Yeah. Last time that happened to me, I was laying in bed and I had woken up and I wasn't feeling well. I think I told this story. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had to fart, and so I went for it, and it like shot out some liquidy nasty, and it ran down my fucking underwear and leg a little bit in my bed.
Wait,
I told you about this.
Hold on. Back up.
I told you about this.
Hold on, back up. What'd you
say? It was
just
when I was hella sick. Remember? I told this story like a while ago.
Yeah, where you're like exploding out your butthole.
No, I was like...
You're saying that you woke up in the middle of the night and you had some
not
shit on you?
Not the night, no. Oh. So I told this story before.
Yeah, but...
I was like super unwell and it was... I was doing lots of diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it was every hour to 2 hours, that was the window.
Uh-huh.
I had to stay home. And I mean, I wasn't feeling well, but maybe a little bit of fever, but... And I had some sweats and shit. But the main feature was...
The main feature?
Every hour to 2 hours, I had to go shoot runny-ass shit out my ass. So I had to stay close to the toilet. And one morning, when I was feeling in that condition, for a couple days I wasn't feeling unwell, I woke up, and it was in the morning. And I thought, oh, I just have to fart. and I went and I kind of just like went to fart and like I felt it just oozing out my ass. I like squirted. and it was like really runny, almost water, like shit.
Yeah.
And it stained my underwear. Or, you know, like it, they like, you know, like absorbed it in my underwear. Like it was a little bit, I realized my mistake right away and I held it back.
You ever?
And it, like, I had a little patch that like soaked my underwear and it smelled like shit. I gotta get that. I told you this story before. I gotta get that. I told you this already. I gotta get that.
Hit it.
No. Have you ever had that moment in time where you're about to sneeze, but you're not, your back end is not in prime time to hold it in?
Your what? What do you say? Your what end? Your back end?
Your back end is not in prime time to hold it in.
Like you're about to sneeze, but you also have to shit. And if you sneeze, you'll shit your pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's never happened.
No.
Because I'm never in a position where I'm in danger of shitting my pants like you are, because you don't shit. If I had to shit, I'd just shit and then sneeze.
God damn it. Just accidentally took a fucking screenshot of nothing. No, there was a video that I saw where it was like, this girl goes, I've never shit my pants before. And then it switches to another lady, and she just starts going, it's not too late. And then she goes, one of us, one of us.
It's never too late to have a good time.
Yeah. It's like, you will shit your pants at one moment in time. Like, I've shit my pants probably about twice. Yeah. Was it exciting? No. Because I remember when we were playing H1Z1. That's my most memorable time. We're playing H1Z1.
Me, you, and Greg, I remember.
Like, you, me, yeah.
I remember.
It was like, we just landed, and I farted, and I go, wait, hold on, guys.
You showered.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
We were in a match. We were literally in a match, and we were like, Terry, find a good place to hide, and you did in, like, the middle of the zone.
I did. It was, like, a middle of a town or
and
something.
And it was so insane because me and Greg were just, like, literally chilling around the area, like, just bullshitting back and forth, like, kind of watching over the area. And you, Terry, literally went, like, finished shitting or something, threw away his underwear, whatever he did, and, like, took a shower and came back before the match was over.
Yeah. Did we get, like, second or something?
It was crazy.
Yeah, I threw away everything. I think I just threw away my boxers. But yeah, I took a shower and everything came back. I think though the gas was coming in.
Oh yeah, it was. 100%.
And then I was they're like, you better start.
We had left because we were going
you moved,
and you were
but
like,
I was slowly dialing because it was like the first wave of gas.
Yes.
And they're like, you need to start running. I was like, oh shit. And I start bandaging every like 5 seconds or some shit like that. Because you can survive that way.
Yes, that was it.
I missed that game, honestly. That was a good game, even though the fucking hit regs suck kick.
All right, I think I might shit.
I think I have to take a shit too. You want to take shits together?
Shit time.
Shit time.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Phase up with the cold cuts, yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, so I've liquid fire coming on my butthole. Just want to let everybody know after we took our shit break. Yo, that's a good intermission. We should have an intermission song that says shit break. And you'd be like, we're taking a shit on the company down. We should play that song. You know, like the, what's that like, can you do the like intermission song? Like an intermission song? Like look one up for me?
Like elevator music?
Yeah, but the stereotypical was like,
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have it in my head, but I can't really.
Intermission song?
Yeah, like an intermission song. Like meme song? Intermission meme song? Philadelphia Chickens? Oh, that one.
Huh?
The Holy Bonnie Python and the Holy Grail intermission song? Maybe it's that one.
No.
Try it.
I don't think so.
No. Like meme, do the meme, say meme.
Elevator music. Technical difficulties.
Try that one. Yep.
This is the song that No Agenda uses for their 3x3.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I know you don't, but it's hilarious for me. See, wait for it. Here, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm going to sing along. The never ending 3x3.
No, oh, can I send you something? I want to show you something. I'm going to send you two things. Is that cool? Or stand by?
No.
Try the standby one.
It's too short. It's 3 seconds. Please stand by, meme.
It's going to be the same thing. I'm gonna send you a couple of things over the airplays. I think you might enjoy them.
We got to talk about that fucking storm we had last night.
That's fine. We could talk about that too, but I want to send you these.
Was that as lightning and thundery as it was at where you were at?
Did you get it?
Like 8 p.m.
Did you get it?
No.
It says waiting on you.
It's not popping up. At like 8 p.m., it started to like dump rain, and then just all of a sudden, like, and as I'm trying to fall asleep last night, it came in just now. Just loud as fuck and like constant lightning thunder. It's pretty wild. There's hella trees down. Like power went out a couple times. I think maybe you saw it coming into town. There was some repair people doing.
Yeah, there was repair. Yeah. I was at work, so at my job. Before you play those videos that I sent you.
I'm not going to play them.
Huh?
I'm not going to play them. Yes?
Yeah, so at my job, if there's lightning within our, at like, close to our, like, building, I have to close down. That's it.
It's too short. So you got off work early?
No. So like if
they just sent everybody home.
So I have to take everybody inside. We can't go outside for like 30 minutes or until the storm passes. The storm was like 30 minutes long.
So you just sat inside?
No, it was 2 hours long. That's it. This is it.
It's the elevator music. So everybody couldn't, do you normally work outside?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just had to like not do their job and come inside and just chill?
Yep. For 2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah,
so you want to have a break every episode where we just walk away and play this for 2 minutes?
No, if we take a shit, we'll do a brief, like, we would have to splice it and put it in there when we took the shit. Obviously, we would just timestamp it.
We could just play this when we hit the button.
What do you mean?
And come back.
Usually our shits don't take 3 minutes, buddy.
No, I mean, we have to shit, say time to shit break, stop the button, come back, start the button, and before we start talking, we'll play this for like 20 seconds.
Oh, that's a great idea.
This is the one you wanted?
Yeah, that's the one I wanted.
That's the beginning part, is the iconic.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
So we do.
Do you want me to play these movies?
Yeah. So over by where I work.
Oh, these are from your phone. You capture these in live format.
Yeah.
yeah.
Live format.
It was still light out?
No, this was the day before. So this was 2 days.
So why are you sending me this?
So I'm sending you this because
I thought you had lightning videos.
No.
That's fucking, you just hyped me up for nothing.
I can't go outside.
Stick your phone out the window.
Can't.
Stick your phone near the window.
Anyways, there was an air show next to where I work.
I don't fucking care.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, we can watch this.
I mean, I know you like airplanes.
I was really hoping for a lightning fucking
video. I'm sorry.
You fucking just cock blocked me so hard. or what's the word? Catfish me?
Catfish. I catfished you.
You went so hard, and you were like, dude, at my work, we had to go inside. And like, oh, he's got some great banging videos from that, and then you didn't, and I'm pissed. All right, what's this?
This is an F-14 in a... like flying by.
Yeah, I can see that.
They were practicing.
An F-14 and a little bitch fucking World War II airplane.
Yeah, and then here he is again. But he's like hauling ass.
That one's cooler. This one's cooler.
The one before, he comes around and does the same thing, but then he does like he punches it and goes straight up, but it's way louder. But I didn't get it.
Did he take off out of the airport right there?
Yeah.
Damn.
So there was like a big air show. Like there's one today. It's gonna happen at the same time.
Okay.
But yeah, last night though
Chase, shout out to you, Terry. Good shit.
Out to me.
Good picks, good videos.
Thank you.
One of them was dog shit, but yeah.
Yeah. I wish I got the other one where they like, but when he would punch it.
Afterburner.
When they punched it, like right next to our station.
Was it Maverick or Iceman?
It was both. but like when they punched it, dude, it shook the whole fucking building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so loud for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I many years ago, when like a couple fighter jets were like hauling ass, I think they were going above speed of sound, past to like haul ass to go intercept something somewhere else from one of the air bases here.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my mom's house, like in college or high school or something, and I was just at home by myself, like doing like computer shit in my room or something. I can't remember. And it was quiet as fuck. And then I just hear bang, and the whole garage and doors were rattling. And it's because the planes had gone, it scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, because. Well, what was happening, the same thing. It scared everybody at our station because he would just go, you just hear like...
But you knew there's an air show, yeah?
No, they were practicing beforehand. Oh. He was practicing beforehand, so he was just flying around, fucking around.
Didn't expect it?
And we didn't expect it, and all of a sudden you just hear a boosh!
Yeah, that'll do it.
So scary. What are you looking at? Are you looking at my new... What are you doing? What are you doing over there? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing with my water bottle?
Just looking at it.
Yeah, you're stroking it. You're stroking it. You like the stroke? You want to stroke it? Stroke it. Stroke it for me, Mikey. You like it? You want it? You could have had one.
Could have had one?
Could have had one.
I can have whatever the fuck I want,
no,
whenever
you can't, man.
I want.
You don't. You're broke. You're broke as fuck. You're a broke ass bitch.
I like that you can pop the helmet off.
They can both pop off.
I know. I watch the videos. But I don't know why you'd want that, though.
I don't know. It looks kind of dumb.
I agree.
It looks kind of hella dumb without the thing on it. Yeah. That's my boy. It's my boy Blue right there. It's not blue. It's black.
What is the light? Is it still UVing?
That's UV, yeah.
Why is the light not on around here?
The light around...
Oh, it's done. It's done.
Yeah, so that means the light around it means there's a filter in there, so be careful. So that's going, that can go on your butt.
No.
What, you don't want that, the back end in your butt? What are you looking for?
Are there like ridges on the bottom?
Yeah, for your pleasure. But yeah, you can take the filter out. The light, I believe the light means drink. Because it comes with an app.
Oh, one of the lights means you need to take a swig.
I think the light means you need to catch up. Like that means you need to catch up.
That one that just came on?
I believe so. Because I don't really understand the lights either. But like so like in the app, like, it gives you a nap.
Yeah.
And it tells
you. Oh, you're only 27% through your daily water drink?
27%.
Through your daily water drink?
I need to drink 105 ounces a day.
So you're only 27% to that goal?
Yeah. But there's a little dot right there, which means I believe you have to be right there right now, or you need to catch up.
Oh,
to
it
that.
Tells you where you're at relative
so, like,
to your day.
I don't need to drink any more water until that thing flashes at me. So if I drink, so here's the thing. So if I drink, I'll get it like on there. That. So if I drink
USB-C.
Yep. So like I took a drink at 12:38. So it's 1 o'clock, right?
I don't like this. Is it going to change live on me? What is it going to change? Why is it so dim? Because you closed the lid and now it's going to update? What's going to change?
You'll see in a second.
Oh, 29 ounces total. It's going to go
so
to
So now it
number.
Jumped from... So I took 3.6 ounces of water.
Whoa, it just changed.
I took just 9 ounces of water.
Just now?
Just now, and then I caught up. So now I'm 36% of my daily value of drinks. But I also put my soda in there, which wasn't a soda. It was just my energy drink.
Hot boy drink?
Yeah. It gives you some other options like tea. Oh, I did have coffee this morning. So I had an 8 ounce coffee.
The only thing that's automatic is your water.
Correct.
I wouldn't even put in the other shit.
I just track my... Well, this is how much liquid I've had all throughout the day. So I've been tracking my liquids.
This is weird. I would not want to have my liquid intake on an app.
I'm not as scared as you are.
Do you have to download the app? Can you just use a water bottle regular?
Yeah, you can just use a water bottle regular.
Just do that. Why are you doing that some bullshit app?
Because the thing is, I want to hold myself more accountable.
Okay.
And this is
holding me. And you're too weak-minded to do it on your own?
Correct.
You're too introverted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah. Wait, what names do you have for spin the wheel? What do you have over there for names? Just give me like...
Team introvert.
Just give me like the...
I'm giving you all of them.
No. Yeah, give me all of them, but give me one more. So team, I'm just writing the first words. Team.
Introvert?
No. Just the first word.
Artificial.
I don't know how to spell that, but I'm just going to write art. It's fine.
Vaguely. V-A-G.
V-A-G. Vag.
E. coli.
E.
Devious.
D. All right. I'll wait until the end, and then whatever it lands on, we'll use for the title show.
We have to do artificial grape, though, because our picture is going to be a grape.
Then I don't know why I put it in there, then.
Vaguely purple flavor. We can do either of those.
I like vaguely purple flavor.
I still think artificial grape
artificial grape
win.
Is pretty good. We got...
What time do we normally stop? I always forget every single week.
Right now, we'll probably stop in the next... Like 23 minutes or so.
You have to leave at what time? I forget.
1:45.
So we should stop 20 minutes before then.
That's what I'm saying. So in the next 23 minutes, we have to
25.
Stop. 23.
25. 1:25. We should stop at 1:20. I just feel like we're always like crammed for time to finish the picture and all that.
And then we stop at 1:20. We're gonna end the show. See you later. Bye. Play the song. Wrap it up. Elevator song. Go. Play it. We're done. Here we go.
This is not an ender, though. This is a, like you said, it's a mid-roll.
Shut up!
Mid-roll.
Nope, this is the end.
Wrap it up!
Hit it.
This is way better than YouTube Rewind 2018.
Man, reading this song, or hearing the song while, song on loop while reading the comments, so fun. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
If I create a shop, I will play this music 24/7. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line. It's over. My brain wait. Oh.
I like the other one more.
What's playing?
This.
Oh, this. It's Frozen.
It's just a single. We're playing multiple songs. Why are we listening to this? Oh, wait. Isn't next week... No. It's the following week is Zandivort. I wonder if there's any. Do you want to talk about some F1 or no? I haven't really talked about it recently. F1 Motorsports? Oh, yeah. I went back to. I stopped using the other web browser. Started Arc.
The one that I hated when I looked at it last time?
The one that you looked at and was like,
and said,
why?
This is stupid.
I went back to Brave.
Oh. Was it too janky?
Huh?
Or just it was too different? What was the problem with it?
It was just like, I like the way that they're going for it. But it was just like too much tabs. Too much tabs going on.
Trying to do too many new fancy things.
But it
things.
Also wasn't using I asked them a question, which they said they'll get back to me. Never have. Still
you
haven't.
You asked
yet.
Them a question? Like,
yeah,
submitted
I
a...
Asked, yeah, I submitted a question.
Saying, I want you to improve your browser by...
I said, is Arc going to have its own, like, search engine?
Oh.
To be more private?
Mm.
And then it never got back to me.
Can't you just go to, like, search.brave.com through Arc?
No. You probably
can't type in search.brave.com on your browser.
I mean, you
browser.
Can, but it's...
You can't set it as your default search engine.
I don't... It probably could, but...
Don't know?
No, I didn't.
Then what's the problem?
I didn't do that. I just went back to it because instead of having all these like uBlock Torrent and shit like that.
Browser extensions?
Yeah. Brave just already does it automatically.
Can you get browser extensions for that other browser?
Yeah.
But you prefer not to have it?
Correct.
Yeah.
But Brave does it automatically, so it doesn't matter.
Brave browser blocks YouTube ads automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Automatically. There was a day where, well, it wasn't a day. It was mostly like when YouTube was cracking down on ad blockers.
Trying to tweak their thing to make it not work.
And then they were blocking the web browser.
YouTube was blocking
Brave web browser.
So like it recognized anybody trying to connect to YouTube.com on a Brave browser and it didn't let them connect?
It didn't let them play the video because it runs ads.
Oh, it let them go to YouTube.com.
I let them go to
can't
play a video.
Okay.
It looks like your web browser has an ad blocker. Please remove it. And you're like, I can't remove it because it automatically does it.
Mm. Then they fixed it.
And then they fixed it. Like later that day.
Every time YouTube comes up with some new scheme, then the ad blockers update again and go around it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
See, I'm not the problem. YouTube's the problem.
Yeah, why is YouTube a problem?
Because there are many other people that have YouTube Premium, I'm pretty sure, and then people that just watch YouTube and watch the ads. One person ain't going to make it, you know, make or break your
fucking
company.
Yeah, but if
everyone
was like you, then the company would collapse. What do you think about that?
That's their own damn fault.
What do you think about that?
Hmm?
But then if there's no more YouTube because it collapsed, what are you going to do? Yeah, it'd be bad for you.
Then I'll make a...
You'll make a?
I'll make a you'll make a...
What are you going to make a?
I'm going to make a YouTube Junior.
A YouTube Junior?
Yep. It's going to be YouTube Junior.
Did you see that that lady who ran YouTube for like 9 years died?
What?
She was 56.
Did she die of like an aneurysm or something?
She had lung cancer.
Damn.
A turbo lung cancer, though.
Damn, that's not good.
Everybody hated her because she was the lady who always like censored everybody's videos. But it's kind of
sad. Okay,
so.
Man. We get blocked and banned from places.
Wodge. Yeah, this lady. Do you know her?
Who?
Susan Wojcicki.
Yeah, I remember her.
She was like the CEO for a long time. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I remember her, yeah.
Yeah. People didn't like her, I think, because she was, like, banning and, like, censoring a bunch of people or something.
Really, no.
We're remembering a pioneer in the world of tech. Susan Wojcicki was one of the first employees at Google, turned YouTube into a streaming juggernaut. She passed away this weekend from lung cancer at just 56. Will Reeve is here with a look back at her life. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, George. We feel Susan Wojcicki's impact anytime we use the internet,
rest
whether
in peace,
we're sharing
girl.
A funny video or searching for an image. But her influence extends far past our online world. As one of a vanishing few women as CEO in Silicon Valley, she was a pioneer in her industry and in the workplace. And today, her peers mourning her death and celebrating her life and work.
This morning, the tech.
Okay.
Man, I wish F1 would just go back to V8s or V10s and just call it a day.
But they're not going to.
No. They're going to stay with the V6. Do you think Carlos Sainz is going to thrive at Williams?
No, I think the race is next weekend.
It is next weekend. I just looked. It's the 23rd.
Yeah, because it's the last weekend in August.
Yeah. Do you think that Sainz is going to thrive in Williams?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think anyone's going to thrive in Williams.
In 2025?
Correct. That should not be a controversial statement.
What about, do you think Valtteri is going to go to or stay with
the
team?
I think Valtteri should retire and just sell like naked butt calendars like he always does. What does he call them?
Naked butt calendars.
That's what he called it? Naked butt?
I don't know what he did.
Didn't it have a funny name? It was just a bunch of pictures of him with his butt sticking out at like waterfalls and things.
Yeah. But it sold. It, like,
didn't we go try to buy it and it was
sold
out?
We tried to buy it, but it was sold out. Yeah. Like hella fast.
He had different outfits on and things that his butt was sticking out.
Maybe next time he does it, we should buy one.
It sells out too fast.
Well, we just have to be faster. We gotta be quicker than that.
I'm not signed up to his like email list or whatever.
Well, is it just Botas? Botas?
I think the website was like Botas Butt Calendar or something.
Botas Butt Calendar.
Or just Botas Calendar.
Botas Calendar.
Botas?
Botas? Valtteri Botas? The new Valtteri Botas calendar is going to be a shock drop.
What's a shock drop?
I don't know. Oh, here it is. It was $23.
But it was sold out.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, it's just a random, it's just a bunch of him and just naked.
Yeah.
But it just showed his butt.
He's naked, but he's like hiding all his other parts.
No,
it's just
notify me when it's available.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Look pro, go slow. Oh, they have hoodies.
Of him with a butt on it?
Imagine
you wear that to work.
Yo, I would.
Just Valtteri Bottas, like.
No, it's called, this company is called Wear Perry. Oh, Repri? Nope, it's Perry. Nope, it's, I don't know. Wear Perry. It's like a little cat. Yeah, look up Perry. Wear Perry. P-A-R-I. It looks like, it's like little cats.
Say it again.
Perry. Like Paris, but with just out the S. Perry.
P-A-R-I?
Yep.
Just that word?
Just that word. It's Wear Perry.
Wear Perry.
Wear Perry.
So not just that word.
Well, I said it 1,000 times, but you just didn't listen to me at all.
This is his calendar?
Well, this is where he sold his calendar. And this is just the site.
Can I just say that I hate this trend. People have like clothing brands and it's just a fucking sweatshirt with a tiny little word on it and they think that's like cool.
Dude.
And they're making like millions of dollars. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. We could just easily do the same thing. We could just have...
But Terry, we couldn't easily do that same thing.
No,
because
we don't have money.
Because we haven't. If we could easily do the same thing, we would have done it.
You're right.
So maybe it's harder than I think to slap one word on a fucking sweatshirt.
Not really, because you could probably buy a sweatshirt for hella cheap.
Look pro, go slow. Where is he?
Botas?
Yeah, where is he?
Go to the... Oh, he's right there.
Where?
Scroll down. Slowly. Slowly. Go back up.
Is that him?
No. Go up. Go up. Go up. That's down, Nimrod. Go up. 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 Oh, down. I swear I saw him. Down. 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 Oh, maybe I didn't see it.
I swear,
I thought I saw someone like,
where do we
go? Go to products, and then go to boat ass.
Oh, there it is. Boat ass. Yeah, players said, I don't remember this. $23.
I think he was doing it for a fundraiser or something.
I don't know why we can't see it. Oh, there it is.
You can, but it just blurs it out.
I like that.
Shot in Aspen, Colorado by
Paul Ripke.
Paul Ripke. Maybe. Cool. Yeah, it just blurs it out.
That sucks.
If he makes another one,
oh, he's sitting down here. Look at that.
If he gets another one, we should buy one.
I'd buy it for $23. We could hang it in the room here.
Yeah, I think we should have a collection.
And we can write down all the F1 race weekends.
I'm pretty sure I'll have them in there already.
You think?
Yeah, because they'll announce. I think what they're doing is they're probably waiting for it to be announced for next season and then just have it in there.
It's in a different language. Just double checking. The calendar itself is not pixelated, just the preview here on the World Wide Web. $5, 5 euros, donated to prostate cancer.
Audi CEO called shows respect. Shows respect and commitment to F1 8 hours ago. Hawking bag.
I saw a screenshot. And it had all the four Red Bull drivers on it. And it said in the last 8 races, their average placing. And it was like number one Max in like 3.8 average placing over the last 8 races. And then second was Danny Rick. And then Yuki. And then Perez was last.
For real?
In their average placing in the last 8 races.
Damn.
So Danny Rick's been their second best driver in the last 8 races.
So which means he should go to.
And he's in the worst car than Perez. And Perez is last.
Well, Yuki and
Danny's placing was like 11.4. Yuki was like 12.1. And Perez was like 12.5. It's just another example why Perez should be fired immediately.
The only reason why he's staying with the team is because he has money.
Got that Mexican money?
He's got that Mexican money.
That Mexican daddy money?
I wouldn't say daddy money. But
that Mexican telecom company
F1
money?
F1 driver market updated. What Red Bull needs to do next?
Fire Sergio Perez.
In the aftermath of the Belgium Grand Prix, F1 driver market took a massive step forward. Carlos Sainz announced his contract with Williams in 2025 onwards. Whitelist. Sergio
what?
Willist?
What?
W-H-I-L-S-T?
Whilst.
Whilst? Weird.
Yeah, like, it's like while.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
Whilst. It's another way to
while
say
that. While Sergio Perez was confirmed to be staying at Red Bull, but Williams... the right or the best team for Sainz, and should Red Bull have made a different decision with Danny Rick, Yuki Tsunoda, or Liam Lawson in the wings? Brian Lucas charts Alex blah 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 blah.
Can I just say that I would like Red Bull to choose any of the other three people? At this point, I don't even care. I want them to fire Perez, and they can literally put anyone: Danny Rick, Yuki, or Liam Lawson in that Red Bull, and I'll be happy at this point. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
I would agree.
Sergio Perez lover over here.
Sergio Perez has fallen off for the last... He got second place last year. That's just because of dumb luck.
And the dominance of the car last year?
Yeah. I think that... I don't blame Sergio for...
sucking?
For sucking. I think it's just the space that he is in.
You don't blame him for sucking?
I don't blame him for... he's in a good car, don't get me wrong. But if that car is more tailored towards Max than it is to...
It just means he sucks then.
It just means he's not good at adapting,
correct.
Yeah.
It means he sucks.
But also, I think that the team is oriented around, obviously, yeah. Your champion.
No shit.
But if... If you don't feel comfortable in that situation, like you're the team or anything,
any other guy would be better than him right now. Any of the other three would be placing better than him in that Red
Bull. Helmut Marko is a racist, and everybody knows it. So I mean,
so that's why they can't fire Perez.
Yeah,
because it's because Marco's racist.
But also, they're not going to get rid of Perez because the majority owner of the company has a hard on for Christian Horner. And money. And
that
Sergio brings
why.
Money.
Well, let's see. Let's see how well he does.
Let's see. New Red Bull RB20 decline theory emerges with two key F1 2024 factors. I don't want to read all this. because it's long and winded, but we should wrap it up.
You know, this wasn't actually that much of a short episode.
Yeah, it's still about an hour and 34 minutes.
But we don't normally go more than 2 hours.
We used to do like 2 hours, like two and a half hours.
No.
Yeah.
Our normal at regular is like just under two.
Our last episode was...
Yeah, I know, Terry, but I'm saying historically, this is not a short episode.
It's a decently...
Andrew, a short episode.
Well, I think it's a short episode.
Final words, final thoughts, last words? Before I play the elevator music?
That's The Tempest by... Tempest by... What's that band called? Tempest. What is it? Tempest.
The song is called Tempest?
The song is called Tempest.
I don't fucking know.
It's by an EDM band that made Knife Party and shit.
Pendulum?
Yeah. Tempest by Pendulum. You want to end with that?
You want to play copyrighted music to end the show? I'm down.
What?
You want to play copyrighted music to end the show? Yes, I do.
Yeah, play The Tempest. Fuck it.
It's long. Let's bang out. It's 7 minutes. It is.
Is it? What's about like Through the Loop?
It's 7.5 minutes long.
We can end it. What about Through the Loop? Long. What about Through the Loop?
Through the Loop?
Yeah.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's by Pendulum.
This is 9 minutes.
I just like the part where it's like has introduced Willy Wonka in it. Yeah.
Where's that?
I think it's at the beginning.
This is the song?
Yeah.
This song's 9 minutes.
We'll cut it short.
Pure drum and bass sounds like the old school. Yeah, man. Ripped to Gene Wilder and his unique way of disposing of annoying kids. That's a comment on this video.
Did you hear about the theory about Willy Wonka and Harry Potter, or did it say this on this podcast?
No.
So there's a theory that... this is such a good song.
No, the friends are showing.
Maybe come back next time and I'll tell you all about it. Are the fires of hell glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Vote for Terry for president.
No, me.
Fuck Mike.
I forgot about that.
Fuck Mike. But thank you and enjoy your day. We'll see you on the next show.